Well, it is time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share. Maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask. We really don't care. We just like to hear from you. And of course, you realize that we have been connecting with schools around the area, and we have some school reports to cover as well. Before we get to that, I want to bring you a little bit of good news. If you're a bird watcher from Rose, saw an evening grosbeak this morning in Chisholm. First one I've seen in a long time. He was munching on some cornbread that I put out for the Juncos. And Tom Ryerson down on Prairie Lake south of Floodwood. Monday, November 2nd, saw a pair of evening grosbeaks in our yard today. Have not seen any for years. And he goes on to say the average rainfall for the month of October in our area is 2.83. We recorded 2.54 inches of precip here at our farm on Prairie Lake. And thank you, Tom, and thank you, Rose, for that note about evening grosbeaks. There are some pictures on Season Watch. So this might be the year for a lot of you to see your first evening grosbeaks. They were the predominant bird of winter here in northern Minnesota for most of the 70s and 80s, and then they fell into decline. The spruce budworm control efforts in the United States and Canada became very important to foresters and forestry, and as a result, a lot of the food for young evening grosbeaks was denied them, and as a result, the population crashed. Our final recorded report this morning comes from Bubba, who lives in Floodwood.
Yeah, hi, it's Bubba Vance calling from Cedar Valley in north of Floodwood. Saturday, approximately 2 p.m., we had around 8 evening grosbeaks at our bird feeder, which we haven't seen evening grosbeaks in 6 or 7 years. So I thought that might be noteworthy.
Bubba, thank you for that note. That is noteworthy, and we are happy to hear that from you. Among the others who have noted evening grosbeaks, maybe next week it'll be you who sees an evening grosbeak.